You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You've probably heard about Kalamazoo's roller derby team, but you might not know about Southwest Michigan's other full-contact women's sport. The West Michigan Mayhem women's football team has been around for 15 years, and it's doing pretty well. The team won all but two games last season. The new season kicks off tomorrow. It was pouring rain on the Sunday of the West Michigan Mayhem's first practice of the season. Due to snow, the players only had 2 weeks to get in shape for their game against Chicago, one of their biggest competitors.
They're always, you know, down to either the championship game, the Super Bowl, or very close to it.
That's Mayhem head coach Lisa Ludke.
So we always start our season out recently with Chicago. So it's a good wake-up call for the girls.
Motion right!
22! Go!
J.P. Plummer has been on the team since it started in 2001. 2 years ago, she represented the Mayhem in the International Federation of American Football Women's World Championship in Finland. She says she's been involved in competitive sports since her t-ball days. But when she got out of college, all she found was rec sports.
It's like rec volleyball or rec softball. It is, yes, it's competitive and yes, it's fun, but it really doesn't fit that extreme competitive. And I've always been super intense. And like I said, competitive. So football definitely fills that competitive void. You can't play it casually.
The rules for women's football are basically the same as men's college football. They follow National Collegiate Athletic Association regulations. And it looks the same, too. Players wear helmets and full padding. On the Mayhem team, there are players like Plummer, who've been there for 10 to 15 years, but there are just as many rookies. Ludke says, for a coach, that can be a challenge.
It's not like boys, you know, college football or boys high school football where you've had people that have been playing since they were, you know, 5 years old in the Pee Wee League and anything. You don't have that at all. So you have some girls that come in with experience that have actually played on their high school teams, which is fantastic for us to have. And you have some girls that basically are like, hey, I know what a football is, and that's about where I'm at.
Kate Keister has been on the team for 3 years. She says she's played just about every sport, but until now, she never got the chance to play football.
I think it's important that the young girls know that they can break down the doors, and we're trying to do that for them so that we pave a way for them to be able to play football even from a young age up until now.
Leanne Took finds time to play on the team in between working two jobs and studying mechanical engineering at Western Michigan University. She says she takes pride in the bumps and bruises she gets from football.
I always enjoy getting them because they're proof that I play the game. My mom always had a saying that if your jersey is not dirty, then you're not playing hard enough.
Coach Ludke says some women travel for 2 hours to get to practices 3 days a week, and no one gets paid. In fact, every player pays $300 to be on the Mayhem team. But Ludke says maybe in a few years, all of that will change. She says there are some talented female football players out there, and the NFL is starting to take notice.
We actually just had one of the players from our league. She was the first female intern on the Arizona Cardinals. She was a linebackers coach. So that was really big for us last year. We also had another player, our former player that plays for Kansas City. She was on the coaching staff for the East-West Shrine Game, which is a college football. So she was actually coaching for that. So you have the girls that are there. You have the teams that are listening. We're definitely knocking on the glass, for sure. When we can shatter that, I hope to still be a part of it.
Nice, huddle up.
The West Michigan Mayhem women's football team will play Chicago tomorrow night at 5 at the Roy Davis Field in Schoolcraft. We'll have a link to the full schedule on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.